Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me online by typing in Mark Parham Podcast on Spotify. You can also follow me on Rumble and YouTube by typing in Mark Parham, and I should pop up. So I have a question. The election's coming up. It's 2024. Do you think that the Democrats are going to try to steal the election in 2024? I'm talking about when it's Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. Do you think the Democrats are going to use the same tactics that they used before, where all of a sudden there were missing ballots and stuff that were found later on? And so if you do, let me know in the comment section. Let me know in the comment section, and just put a yes or a no in the comment section. And then also, if you can, please give this video, please give this podcast a like, and follow me if you can. Also, I want to talk about not just the election, but I want to talk about social media. One of the things that I really like right now with social media is that a lot of I would say Republicans, or just people who lean more to the right, are actually creating their own platforms where people can speak out and talk about certain issues. Because I've noticed, even on some of my social media accounts, when you're on the mainstream account, social media, platforms and stuff, if you're talking about certain stuff, sometimes your video only get a few views. So if you're talking about, let's just say, a politician or somebody that liberals don't like, you can get tons of people clicking on your video. You can get a lot of views. But if you're speaking against, the liberal agenda, all of a sudden your video will get a few, maybe 10 views or something like that. And so I've just noticed that. I've noticed that depending on what you're talking about, the views will increase or decrease. And so again, I'm really happy that we have Rumble. We have all of these different platforms where people can, express their opinion and don't have to worry about that. Because for so many years, people who didn't support this liberal agenda were basically shadow banned and just all types of stuff. Was happening to people like that, or being deplatformed. And so I seeing what's happening in tech right now, I'm very happy. Yeah, I'm very happy for what's going on in the open source community. Again, I'm somebody that uses Artix Linux on my personal computer, and it's just amazing. So I want to see more people who are conservative and right wing or right-leaning people start using Linux, because, relying on Apple and Microsoft and, some of these companies, it's not the best thing, especially if you are a person where you're worried about your data, privacy, and things like that. I would tell anybody to look at Linux. I'll leave a link in the description. I use Artix Linux, but you can use Ubuntu. There's there's Mint Linux or something like that. But there's so many other choices that are good for people who are, first time users of Linux. But definitely start using Linux, because to me, it's better. You actually have control of your computer and you don't have to always, give up your data every time. If you look at iOS and some of these things, you have to always have a login and all this other stuff. It's a mess. So I'll leave some links in the description and, the comment section, just let me know how you feel.